Good morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only KX93.5 FM. And this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Khan. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna. The address is 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can go to www.omlagunabeach.com. That's omlagunabeach.com. You can call 949-415-6718, or you can go on Facebook and go to the Om Laguna Beach page and like the page so you can stay in touch with what's going on. It is the month of March, and as usual, I'm always reading a different book on meditation each month, and the book that I'm teaching out of at the studio and that I'm using today is called Wherever You Go, There You Are by Jon Kabat-Zinn. And Jon Kabat-Zinn is what I would call the godfather of mindfulness meditation, and he really talks a lot about what mindfulness is in this book. This is one of those books that you could flip to literally any page, any chapter, and you would get so much out of it. There's no narrative that you need to follow. It's not a novel, obviously. It's a book on meditation. And there's hundreds of different wonderful concepts and meditations in this book, so I highly recommend it. Today, I flipped open the book just to see where I landed, and the name of the chapter was You Can't Stop the Waves, But You Can Learn to Surf. And this is what I'm going to read to you today out of this book, because he says it so beautifully. There's no reason for me to change his words. It's a commonly held view that meditation is a way to shut off the pressures of the world or your own mind, but it's not an accurate impression. Meditation is neither shutting things out nor off, but seeing things clearly and deliberately, positioning yourself differently in relationship to them. So I think that what Mr. Zinn is saying here is that meditation is about noticing what your relationship to your thoughts and experiences are. It doesn't change necessarily your thoughts and experiences, but starts to allow you to change your relationship to them. I will continue reading here. Stress is part of life, part of being human, intrinsic to the human condition itself. But that doesn't mean that we have to be victims in the face of large forces in our lives. We can learn to work with them, understand them, find meaning in them, make critical choices, and use their energies to grow in strength, wisdom, and compassion. A willingness to embrace and work with what is lies at the core of all meditation practice. One way to envision how mindfulness works is to think of your mind as the surface of a lake or the ocean. There are always waves on the water. Sometimes they're big, sometimes they're small, and sometimes they're almost imperceptible. The water's waves are churned up by winds, which come and go and vary in direction and intensity, just as do the winds of stress and change in our lives, which stir up the waves in our minds. People who don't understand meditation think that it's some kind of special inner manipulation which will magically shut off these waves so that the mind's surface will be flat, peaceful, and tranquil. But just as you can't put a glass plate on the water to calm the waves, you can't artificially suppress the waves of your mind, and it's not too smart to try. It will only create more tension and inner struggle, not calmness. That doesn't mean that calmness is unattainable. It's just that it cannot be attained by misguided attempts to suppress the mind's natural activity. It is possible through meditation to find shelter from much of the wind that agitates the mind. And over time, a good deal of the turbulence may die down from lack of continuous feeding. But ultimately, the winds of life and of the mind will blow, do what we may. Meditation is about knowing something about this and how to work with it. So remembering that when you meditate, you can't stop waves, but you learn to surf. And that was from Wherever You Go, There You Are by Jon Kabat-Zinn. All right. So let's go surfing. Find a place to sit where you feel comfortable and your back is supported. Your legs are comfortable and supported. If you're in a chair or a couch or a bed, you might have your feet grounded on the earth. If you're sitting on the floor and you like to cross-legged, you can do that. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose and blow as slowly as you can out of the mouth. You're going to do this two more times. Always starting our meditation with these three deep cleansing breaths. Helps the mind and the nervous system know exactly what we're heading out to do. It's sort of like watching the waves before you grab your board and go out there. Checking in with the surface of the water, the surface of the mind. How are we now? How fast or slow is our mind going? Now let your breath go in and out of your nose, noticing the temperature of the air as it flows in and the difference as it flows back out. Noticing if your breath is deep or shallow, fast or slow. Stepping back and becoming the observer, the witness of your breath, your body, and your mind. Still connected to all the sensations, but fully aware, fully awake. Imagine that you can move your breath down into the soles of your feet, and for a moment, taking a breath into your feet and allow that awareness, that breath, to move into your ankles, up into your shins and calves, into your knees, thighs, settling into your hip bones for a moment and letting your legs be heavy. Bringing the awareness into the base of your spine and your low belly. Softening from the inside out. Feeling your ribs and the sides of your body and your middle back. Your chest and under the arms. Letting your shoulder blades slide down the back, tucking in like wings, and the heart softens, moves forward, opens, and rises in the chest. The collarbones spread wide, and the shoulders drop down to the elbows, and the elbows to the wrists and the fingertips. Lowering the chin slightly, the jaw drops, and the teeth are parted, and the back of the neck grows long towards the crown of the head. Face softens, fully present and aware of your body, what you're sitting on. You can feel the air, hear all the sounds around you. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, just waiting for the next wave of distraction, the next wave of thoughts. And when they come, you'll simply mark them with your awareness by saying to yourself, just a distraction, just a thought, and come back to the body and the breath, connecting with the inhale and the exhale, and reminding yourself, I am here. can say a couple of times, touching back in to the center of your awareness.
Thank you.
notice where your mind has gone, if it's drifted away. Notice your relationship to your thoughts and distractions. Deepening your breath, dropping back into the body, softening the jaw, the belly, the back, aware of your hands and feet, and saying to yourself, I am here. I am here. Churning up the waves of thought, you can get it to settle back down just by reconnecting with the inhale and the exhale, saying to yourself a few times, I am here. It's like sitting on a surfboard waiting for the next set to come in, patiently dropping in. I am here. Inhaling and exhaling until the next wave of thought flows in. begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body's feeling. Notice your state of mind. The moments where you've allowed yourself to just float on the waves, to accept the ride as it is without trying to change it, move it in one direction or another. Allow the breath to come into the base of your spine. Inhale, drawing that breath up the back of your spine to the roof of your mouth. And exhaling down the front of the spine, making a circle of breath and awareness on the spine. Inhaling up the back, exhaling down the front. This is the center of your awareness, right here. Anytime you need to go there, you just connect with the spine and the breath. And you can say to yourself a couple times, I am here, and that'll help you recenter. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. The phone number is 949-415-6718. You can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about classes, stress relief, coaching. And you can also go to Facebook, to the Om Laguna Beach page, like the page, and you will get constant updates about what's happening. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a beautiful day. Wishing you peace along your way.